just because we have been born into sin. Job says it this way in Job 4:1, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. I can tell you that is so true. The next reason why Christians suffer is the chastening hand of the Lord. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 8, it says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? The point is that we will be chastened as a child of God when we sin. Whenever we sin and don't confess that sin before the Lord will chasten us to put us in a position where we must come to the foot of the cross. And when we do that, God will give us comfort. God will have mercy upon us. But many a time, Christians are suffering simply because they have sin in their life. You know, Psalms 125:3 says this, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Thank God that he protects his children. If anybody has a child, whenever that child steps out of line, God has made it a mandate that you put that child back in line. Because if you don't, that child will be left unto himself, and the end of that child will be worse. God loves us so much that he will chasten us whenever we step out of line. And that chastening, let's admit it, causes suffering. But that short time of suffering cannot be compared to what God has prepared for us. Remember, God is chastising us to produce fruit. And whenever we produce fruit, we please the Lord. So remember, Christian, just to review, we suffer, one, because we're simply born into sin. As Job said, man born a woman is born of trouble. And the next reason is because of chastisement.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.